listeners, and welcome to Experience Grind Podcast, the podcast about getting older and the experiences we gain from movies, games, and pop culture. I am Ryan Demarest, this week's host, and we're going to do something a little different today. We're going to talk about music. Specifically, we're getting into the songs that define us. To get by, I'll need a little help from my friends this week, so let's get to the other hosts. Even though he might have gone down in an earlier round, Sugar, he's going down swinging. It's Kyle.
What's up, everybody? My name's Kyle, and I once punched a clown in the face.
Wait, really?
I went down in that
Can
earlier
round. Can we ask questions about these?
No. I don't want to know.
I have so many questions. You're a hero.
Don't worry. Even if things end up a bit too heavy, we'll all float on with Sean.
Hey, everybody. I cannot play a harmonica, but I will try every time.
a harshonica.
Oh, no, I don't like that. I'm not playing a harshonica. Is that playing myself?
I don't know, but I like that.
Skin?
What? You played yourself.
Suck, you played yourself.
This gun's for hire, even if he's just dancing in the dark. It's Dave Michaels.
Hello. I'm still in disbelief that the Human Torch was the Nidaban clone.
All of his plans and went up in flames.
A bitch can't get a dollar out of him, because he's a motherfucking PIMP. It's Brian Betts.
I'm Brian Betts, and this wasn't the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but it was in the top four.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's a great just lead into the intro. Everybody, kind of, what are your thoughts on this process just off the bat? I feel like, as with the movies one, there was as much discussion, if not like more kind of frustration and just kind of almost dismay at the amount of choices you can go through. This felt more nebulous.
I put more work into this in the last couple of days than I usually put into this show in general in any given month. Man, this was so stressful, and not in a bad way, but man, this was so stressful.
I will say I billed significantly fewer hours this week for work than I normally would. And not because of the holiday, but because I was focused on what songs I needed to narrow this down to.
I love that commitment.
Yeah, I did not have any issue with this one or the other one. I misunderstood the assignment at first. And I did have to redo the project after I did understand the assignment. But yeah, I mean,
there's one in every group.
You just go with the gut, man. Just
did you guys hear that? Kyle did this twice with no problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy for it. It's great. Kyle did it twice, and Sean admitted to phoning it in the rest of the time. This is perfect.
No. That just means I've spent like 6 hours over the last 2 days each day listening to songs.
That's a pretty good day.
And it's usually bad, the same six songs in the course of an hour, over and over again to figure out which one's perfect.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
I feel like guilty almost. I went right from the gut and it just felt right. And I made one change and it was just, I changed the song of the artist. That was it.
It must be nice.
Yeah. I think Brian had like six songs.
I feel so
well
rested and so relaxed right now.
At one point I had 12 songs by the same artist.
Good God, man.
What I artist? Actually have the full unfiltered list as a playlist on Spotify of the 26 songs I was trying to narrow down. So,
hell yeah.
I do have the extended cut available.
I think also that's, future Ryan, reference. You're going to make this a Spotify playlist, right? Our selection?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, man.
And I'll probably do it for other music players too. We'll see.
People are going to know what I picked? Wait a minute.
No, that's fine. It's just, trust me on this one. I feel one of those things is not like the other.
Well, I'm hyped, man.
Dave, how long is the sad Incredible Hulk walking away ending credits song?
Four times.
Wow.
Put it down four times.
That's a good pick. The gut. But for me, I take that pick for me. It's a solid one. Well, I had one more question. Just curious, when you guys were picking out your songs, did anybody end up picking a song from an artist or a song that they didn't like necessarily, but just thought like it was a really good fit for them?
No.
I didn't even consider music I didn't like.
Okay. Mm-mm. Just that. That's just,
I picked a song I don't enjoy listening
to. Because that would define me just as much.
Ooh. Is it that one?
It's that one.
It is?
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I do, though.
I'm glad you know.
Really interesting.
Kyle's got something in his head. It's not even Sean's song.
All right, so Sean, do Kyle's picks. Kyle, just do Sean's picks.
I'm sorry. To clarify, just for Sean, is it the one that you hate listening to at work when you're in prep?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, then no, it's not the same song that I was thinking.
Okay.
What song do you hate listening to while you're in prep?
What is that one?
What is it? Holiday or?
Oh, Happy Day. What is it?
Oh, Lovely Day.
Lovely Day. Lovely Day.
Lovely Day. Lovely Day. I fucking love that song, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Sean hates it.
I hate
that song. Easily could have made this list. The extended cut, not the final four.
I love where this dichotomy is going to go.
Wow. It's going to be interesting.
Save your most hated songs. That'd be a fun future episode.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it would.
That is really good question, though, Ryan, because that is like one of the avenues that I went down and exploring, trying to figure out, like listening to as many songs and not really leaving anything out was, okay, should I start listening to these ones that I don't really enjoy as much as other songs? Like they aren't making any real rotation, but do they say something, or could somebody listen to this and be like, pick out an aspect of me or part of me from this? And thankfully, I didn't really, but yeah. You know, I listened to some and
I did the same thing. List. I went down the track of like, these are artists I like, these are things I like, songs, but I would go and listen to other songs by those artists to see if there was something that was more appropriate to my life as it is now than something I would have liked, or like one of my most favorite songs by them. So these aren't necessarily like the songs I like the most by these artists. It's just
mine are
songs
not
that are the
either.
Most appropriate. Same.
Yeah, I mean, definitely one of my artists, I like so much of their work more, but this one I feel.
Another thing that I notice is like, this isn't the kind of stuff that I would really listen to. Some of it is, but most, I say it as if there's like 20 things, but you know, this isn't really stuff I would listen to on a daily basis kind of thing. Like I would definitely be listening to something else, but unfortunately it doesn't really give a lot of insight into you.
It can.
I mean, yeah, it could. I mean, it could define your mental headspace, right? Yeah. Just cluttered and loud or whatever. There's many ways to read into it. That's why I like the openness of it all. But
I was trying to gauge how angry I wanted to come off to other people.
It sounded pretty angry. Again, spoilers, I've seen your list. I think you've hit it pretty well. We'll see if everybody else agrees, but any of that anger, I don't think you can see it. Well, let's just jump in then. With that, we'll start with Kyle. Kyle, would you like to tee us up with one of yours?
Yeah, so I won't reveal it till you hear it, and then you'll instantly recognize it. I don't know, songs that define me. I like to feel, I embolden this song. I live this song. I try to every day, man. You know, it's only going to get harder from here on out, but I think we got to do it, man. It might be a little hoity-toity. It might be a little fucking head in the sky, but I used to listen to this song all the time as a kid. I had a cassette tape with it on it. I loved the music video. It really did, I think, inspire me kind of to be who I am today and concerning with, like, how I view my fellow man. So, you might think it's silly, but I 100% agree and believe that. So, my song... Gonna be my baby, you don't matter if you're black or white.
Such a good guitar riff.
Black or White by Michael Jackson. Again,
it's a really good song.
Might be a little bit heady, but you know, the message of the song, it's fucking Michael Jackson. It's a pop hit, but it's a good goddamn message, and I think, you know, try to be that. So
it's evergreen. Very pop boy. This checks
absolutely
out.
Absolutely.
I am a very pop metal boy. About this you. Will be a common theme.
Yeah. This is that song about that orca Willie, right?
That is
it's Black
Hold
Boy.
Me. Yeah. I want you to hold me.
Like you were my brother.
Like you were my friend. All right. So yeah. First one out of the gate. My only sappy one.
Good
Maybe.
Start.
Stay tuned.
Maybe. All right, perfect. Wow. that then goes to Sean. Hit us up.
I echo a lot of what Kyle says. You know, I feel like I deal a lot in like the extremes, like feelings one way or the other, emotions, like wear heart on my sleeve, all of that stuff. And I think a lot of my songs are really going to touch upon a lot of those things for very different reasons. And this first song, I first heard this in 2005. And while this isn't a Songs That Made Us show, this song honestly really solidified what I already had inside. Empathy can be a double-edged sword. It's exhausting, but it's all worth it in the end. For something that is so core to who I am as a person, I'm really surprised that this was one of the last songs that I even thought of to go on this list. And that's probably because sometimes I forget that not everybody has this characteristic. But with it being so core to who I am, I feel as though it's important for it to be brought up first. And with that...
Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason.
I think it's a beautiful just message in general. And yeah, the song might be cheesy and hokey now, but it was a fun bop when it came out. I'll fucking say it. And I think it's a timeless message. And you're right. Like, from both of you, as long as I've known both of you, I think you've both embodied the kind of hearts of both of those songs. So I think those are perfect fits for both of you.
Yeah, the message is clear. And it's a good one to drive home.
With that, we'll hop to Mr. New Jersey himself, Dave.
Oh, now I'm going to be Mr. England after this song. It's the only song that I have out of my four that has any lyrics.
It's coming out first. And, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And I realized in thinking about this stuff, I don't really remember lyrics terribly well because I get so into the actual like music of it and how the music's operating underneath the words. And I get so caught up in that this song here has always stood out to me because it was written just out of the goodness of somebody's heart during such a traumatizing time in a young person's life. And it's all about turning a bad situation into something better. And I think that you play the song. It's easier once you play the song.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
So the song was written by Paul McCartney for Julian Lennon when John Lennon started shacking up with Yoko Ono. And once the divorce was kind of going through, Paul McCartney wrote this for John Lennon's son. It was originally Hey Jules and eventually became Hey Jude because it worked better musically. But it's a song about taking a bad situation and just turning it around, finding the good in the bad situation. And then it's topped off by this like 4-minute coda that is just this celebration of joy. And that's always stuck with me. And with this song, I mean, the ballad part up front, it's the first song I ever sang to all three of my kids, like tucking them in at night. It's the first song they all knew. Mm. So it's one that's like grown with me over time. And
absolutely.
I mean, my almost 3-year-old knows the lyrics of this thing and his broken way of talking. He calls trucks cocks. So just
that dude rules.
In a way, that's
pretty cool. Thank you for not letting it get too much. I appreciate that.
But this has always just been a song that stuck with me. It's not even my favorite Beatles song, and the Beatles are my favorite band. I'll never ever hide that. But this is always just the song that stuck with me the most, and kind of, I don't know. I've gone through a lot of shit, and I've always tried to flip it on its head in some sort of positive way as best I can. Yeah, I'm paying for it a little bit now, emotionally and mentally, but what are you going to do? You get your battle wounds, right? That's life.
Yeah.
That's getting older and dealing with it. But Hey Jude has always been there for me, and it always will be there for me. I love it. Always will.
You take the good, you take the bad, and, you know, the facts of life, etc.
My opening statement.
It's a solid pick. Man.
Absolutely beautiful.
Did I ever tell you guys that I gave a lady named Jude, who was 72 at the time, a lap dance to Hey Jude?
No.
What? At the Elks Club?
How does one give a lap dance at that tempo?
Did you get paid for it? Was it for free?
She's really old. So
okay. So it was her pace.
I feel like I would have broken her if I went any faster.
You're not a very big guy.
How
know.
How much contact were you making?
She is even smaller, Dave.
That's true.
She is a frail woman.
Very frail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did she pay you or no?
No.
Then it was just out of the kindness of your heart. You took a bad situation, you made it better. Hey, Jude, it works out perfectly.
Where is the love,
Dave? The whole point of the song.
Fantastic. Brian.
Oh, I feel like
for us. I'm not even going to try to transition.
My pick is considerably less deep than the other three have given us so far. Trust me when I say that of the 20 some odd songs that were eliminated, there were some that echoed some of the sentiments we've heard. What I ended up with, on the other hand, this song is one that I have lived in a lot of different places. I've seen a lot of different things. I've met a lot of different people. There's been a running joke in several of my friend groups that, like, oh, Brian's not even going to be here this week, and he's off in, like, Ottawa or some other random town in some far-off place. I've never been to Ottawa, no. It was a weird example.
Out of all the places you could have said.
But I love the traveling and the visiting other people and making friends all over the world. And this song kind of has a piece of that. I know it was written based on the band's first ever tour and how they felt coming back from that. And go ahead and play it. That is I Woke Up in a Car by Something Corporate, which is one of my favorite bands of all time, to the point where I actually just got back from a cruise, one of my first international trips, other than the one time I went to Canada when I was 18.
Not Ottawa.
Not Ottawa. I went to Montreal. But
it's the Ottawa of the South.
This cruise was a concert cruise by the lead singer of that band. It was Andrew McMahon, who was the frontman of Something Corporate, Jack's Mannequin, and Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. And it was a blast, time of my life. And it was really cool to wake up on a boat in the same sense of I woke up in a car. And yeah.
Did he use that variation of the lyric?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fucking awesome.
So the reason they're
mostly in the marketing materials, not actually when he performed the song, unfortunately.
Okay. But still, kudos to leaning into it. That's good.
Yeah. But I think it has to do with, you know, the sense of moving around a lot as a kid and not having a real sense of home. Like when people ask me, where are you from? I don't really, I have a complicated answer because all the places I've lived. And it's just a song that's always resonated with me.
Of all the places that you've traveled to, do you have one that you're more nostalgic for over the others?
Not particularly, no.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Fair enough.
I loved them all.
Perfect.
Ryan, how about you?
Well, if you did not know, I like music, but I also really like movies, guys. And I feel like it's a bit of a cheat to find a song about movies, but cheat I did. Because when I say, like, I like movies, this year alone, I have watched 334 new movies up at this point right now.
Is that all?
And I'm hoping to get 366 to do a movie a day by the end of it all. And they have meant so much to me throughout my life. They've been honestly like the biggest form of escapism. They're simplistic, sure. They're silly, sure. They're maudlin, sure. But even like those still kind of affect me on some level. And each one has like magic to it. And sometimes that magic's good. Sometimes it's, you know, unhealthy. And I've definitely, again, I'm watching 366 movies obsessively this year, so I'm probably veering into the unhealthy side of my relationship with movies right now. And so I picked an artist who talks about movies. My pick is I'm just going to go ahead and say it because I don't think anybody knows them, and I hate to be a hipster. This is Wise Blood, and this is the song Movies.
Some people feel what some people don't. Some people watch until they explode. The meaning of life doesn't seem to shine like that screen.
So, even just beyond like, speak on the lyrics, I also try to pick songs that fit me and my mood. And God, my list at one point was very sad girl heavy because I feel like that is just like my tone and mood through life. Blame it on watching Daria from an early age or something, but like that has been my speed. That at one point was on my list.
It's a good song.
So, yeah, I had a lot of sad girl music, and that had to shift, but this was one I had to keep on because I think it does just speak directly to me, but it also, I'm not, as a person, very attention-getting. I'm not very bold. I'm not very brave. I am not, like, that big, catchy, energetic song. I am this low-key sleeper song. I feel like that's my personality to a T as well. So, I try to get a little bit multifaceted here. And that's my opener.
I want to say, having never heard that song or heard of that band, but listened to a lot of music with you over the past few years, that is the most Ryan Demarest song I've ever heard.
Thank you.
You nailed it.
I feel like I did good then.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, with that, thank you for that compliment, Kyle. We're going to head back to you. Let's hear another one of yours.
So some people might say I'm a bit of a stinker, a bit of a rapscallion. I like to get a rise out of people sometime, and I like to do it frequently. Also, I think Sean will relate to this. As an ADHD-blessed person, you know, a lot of times you deliberately sabotage yourself, and you find yourself doing it a lot, and willingly. And you're going to keep doing it to yourself. And, you know, on multiple levels, this one speaks to me. And, of course, it had to be.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby.
So, yeah. It's the queen. It's Britney, bitch. It's Britney, bitch. I love Britney Spears. If you know me, you fucking know that. I don't think there's many other artists that would define me as much as Britney Spears does. I have a goddamn cardboard cutout of the woman on camera every episode. So yeah. Oops. I did it again.
Amazing.
I'm beginning to understand how easy it was for you to go from the gut.
Yeah. I can
because
see it.
Goddamn, that makes sense.
He just looked around his room. He pulled a brick from Anchorman. Just like Britney.
That's so good. That's so good.
I love that. And
I never equated that song to ADHD before in such a poetic way either. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. It works.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Before we even get to me, Kyle, like a big part of why it was so hard for me to narrow down my list is trying to pick different parts of me, because there's so many different aspects that I think are so important as like aspects that define me. And one of the things that I was really struggling with was whether or not I was going to put, I had this once, the original list that I sent Ryan had a song about just like how self-destructive I can be in the cycle. And I, within minutes, swapped it out for another song.
I had to do the same, spoiler alert, because I was looking at my song and I was like, I don't want this to be a therapy session with all these people where I'm just talking about my flaws in song form.
My dude, that's how my whole list started.
Yep. The extended edition of my list definitely has some negative bangers on it.
Oh man, I like the term negative banger.
Dave, will there be any more pop hits on my list? Over
yes.
under. Okay.
Oh, I think it's absolutely at this point. We'll see. I just have a good feeling. You came out so hot out of the gate with that one. Now I'm just like, I understand now.
It's two pop hits.
He understood the assignment eventually.
Majority pop. Well, we'll find out. But first, we're gonna hop to Sean for another pick.
Talking about this being a therapy session, boy, oh boy. From a very young age, I could always count on being able to rely on the Chili Peppers putting out songs that I could relate to in some form or fashion. Going back to when I was 5 and doing crack under that one bridge downtown, to when I was 15 and addicted to the shindig. For all of the highs, there are lows. Man, yeah, this is, I think like a couple of days ago, I messaged you guys being like, man, this is so vulnerable. And honestly, I feel really weird even talking about this with like other people in the house. In 2008, when I was 21, I got a call from my sister telling me that my ex, well, my first love, if you will, had taken her own life in her dorm. And it fundamentally changed who I was as a person. I was lost. I was confused. I was angry for a long time. And while I've centered myself over the years, like the pain will always be there. And the song breaks my heart and I cry every time I hear it. But that's okay, because that's who I am. And if you can't be okay with who you are and the things that make you you, you need to do a little soul searching there. And if this isn't like, man, yeah, that's it.
I love you, Sean.
Appreciate you sharing that, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautifully said. And I hope everybody gets to that point. Sometimes it takes us longer to get to that point where we can be open with our emotions and just how things make us feel. And I knew posing this, there'd be a potential for these feelings and vulnerabilities. And I thanked you ahead of time. I was like, I appreciate vulnerability. I feel like right now I know you so much better than I did just moments ago. And
yeah.
I love that. And that's at least why I'm doing this, because this art, music, movies, all of this stuff, it brings these connections and it can help us feel these things and bring us to places that listening to the song, I hope, will be a bridge to let me understand those feelings more for you. And it's
honestly, on a funnier note, Like literally every time I listen to the song, I cry. So imagine me at work listening, like all day listening through songs that I needed to do upstairs, doing prep work while other people are around me, just sobbing while cutting tomatoes.
Sometimes the song comes on, you're just like, get to the onions quick.
Get hit at the onion. You're cutting levity, tomatoes.
God damn, my empathetic heart, dude. I've been bawling.
Yeah,
oh, I love you, man.
Yeah. Hey, I promise it goes up from here.
For me. I've seen his list. It does. He programmed properly. Again, thank you. Thank you so much for opening up, dude. I love that. And I love you. Thank you.
Of course.
Well,
therapy.
Mr. New Jersey. What do you got for
you
us?
Know I don't live there
I'm sorry
anymore,
that
right?
You're Mr. New Jersey now, by
hey,
the way.
Hey, Mr. Connecticut.
I'm okay with it. I'm totally fine with it. Don't get me wrong. I just need to make sure you understand.
Okay. I understand.
Hey, pizza
Jersey's
boy.
Not a place you live. It's a place of mind.
Well, are you going to tell us about that with your next
it's not so much a physical location.
I'm not, because I'm just going to make this as blunt as possible. I love movies. I love superheroes. There's one song that captures it absolutely perfectly, and this is it. It's always gotten me going. It's the one that's always stuck with me, and me and Brian did 190-something episodes of a superhero show, and I would literally listen to this song before every single one, and Brian did not know that until now.
I did not. I should have called my shot.
You could have.
John fucking Williams.
Yeah.
It's the perfect theme song. He absolutely nailed it when he wrote that thing. Superman's not even my favorite superhero, but that movie opened up so many doors to me, and it led me to reading comics. And it, like, when I think about Superman as a whole, I think of just the good in humanity. And he's not even human. And that's the crazy part about it, is that he's able to see it. And he's a fucking alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a song that's always related to me. I remember in college, I used that as my ringtone. Strictly because my roommate absolutely fucking hated Superman. I absolutely fucking hated him. So it worked out perfect. Just to give you an idea how much I hated this guy.
I have a new appreciation for Superman.
I hated this guy so much that when I left my freshman year to go home, he was still there for more exams. I went out to Spencer's, bought a dildo from Spencer's, put it on his desk and said, "Dear Ben, loosen up, love, Dave."
That's a super move.
Damn. All right.
So I could have picked literally so many others. Like Back to the Future popped into my head. The Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones theme popped in my head. But the Superman theme has always just been in my heart.
It's perfect.
It's always been there.
It's perfect for you especially.
It's part of me.
Mm-hmm. It speaks more to you than I think the other ones would have.
Yep.
You know, having known you externally for 6 years plus.
You can get to know me internally if you play a card trick.
He did buy that
just
dildo.
Just for the invite.
All right.
I like our ability to be able to slide in like our honorable mentions really quick. Like, oh,
that's
a
segue.
This or this.
I'm picking up all the segues that Ryan's not. So I'm just going to throw mine in there. Get all my shit out there.
Do it.
I live on weird two-wheeled machines, I feel like, all these segues.
We'll hop to Brian.
All right, this song is from an artist. I'm actually going to cover a few bases that we already have here. Dave talked about England and taking negative things and making them positive. I think this song covers both of those. Also, just the having your bad days and knowing that you still have better days ahead of you. And this song means so much to me. And it's an artist that I didn't even know until maybe 10 years ago. And he's become quickly probably my favorite artist, my favorite recording artist. It's Frank Turner. He's an English musician who does like a folk punk kind of thing. It's very interesting. He covers a lot of genres, very simple songs, but his message is always very on point. And in this one, it is it's a song about taking your lumps and coming back stronger and not giving up because, damn it, you're not dead yet. This is called Get Better. It's just that aggressive positivity. The shit sucks every once in a while, and we're going through it, but there's still time for us to turn it around. And I love that message, and been trying to live that as much as possible.
What I really appreciate about him is his voice. It's like when you're listening to somebody play the guitar and they like start bending the strings and like wow wow. English his English tone just sounds like a bending guitar string.
There's a funny thing where a lot of English artists, when they sing, they don't sound English, but he always does.
It's delightful, honestly. Like, I'm laughing, but it's delightful.
It is. There's something almost amateur about it, but the man's been recording songs for like 30 years.
It feels like it's got some punk influence, and that's the purpose, is to get rid of like the polish. And I love the idea of aggressive positivity too.
Yeah. The name of the album that this song is from is called Positive Songs for Negative People, and it's a phenomenal album.
I like that.
Jeez, that, just went right for it, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't messing around.
He knows his audience, and I might be one of them now.
I think so. I'm looking forward to listening to more of this when the playlist goes up.
Same.
Subtle plug.
This was the artist that I had 12 songs from on my list of potentials.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely can't wait to listen to more of his stuff then.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, same.
Ryan, you're up next. Well,
so swerving from sad girl music, I wanted to get kind of a little bit of my quirk in here and a little bit of maybe my humor. So I started thinking of stand up, but I also didn't want to do stand up because I feel like that's cheating. So it had to be musical. And then I kind of had to get something else in there too, because like Kyle, and honestly, Sean, with Black and White and Where's the Love, I wanted something that kind of summed up my views on the world and like where I stand, and kind of like if you listen to the song, you kind of like know my place. And then the more I kind of listened to these songs, I found one that spoke to me in such a strong way because it resonates with like honestly a lot of my childhood trauma that I'm still dealing with. And I won't get too far into it, but here's my pick. I'll just play it for you.
Atheists and Catholics, Jews and Hindus argue day and night over what they think is true. But no one entertains the thought that maybe God does not believe in you.
Man, I am already kind of flooding with a lot of emotion because well, I'll start with the positive. I love Bo Burnham. I think his wry humor is very clever, and I hope, I aspire to be that. I'm not like kind of poopy potty farty humor. I really like, that's what I aspire to be. So if you think I'm a different humor, I have failed. And then that's a whole nother song that I have about my failures.
I love Bo, but, and I definitely think you're in that wheelhouse of sense of
thank you
humor.
That is goddamn the nicest thing maybe somebody said to me in a while, so thank you. I appreciate that. I grew up in a very religious family, super religious, and I luckily had my dad, who was not a great role model when it came to that, to kind of like put the doubt of religion in me. But like my mom was very much like, these are the things you're going to go to hell for doing all this stuff, and was like very helicopter parent with a lot of things I do. So I remember a lot of my childhood being through the lens of what Jesus thought was right and wrong, and like it affected me to a point where I was afraid to act, afraid to do a lot of things. And it was something that became really hard to like reconcile with when I, in my early 20s, like got out of it. It became like almost like a little bit of a deprogramming thing to get rid of Christianity and all these fucking ideas that had been like beaten into me. And I think what helped was a lot of different views, music, these things, different art forms, bringing stuff in, but also sadly seeing a lot of the cynical sides of Christianity and religion. I had by that point seen a lot of very un-Christian things happening in my church and with people I looked up to, thinking they were like Christian paragons and like good role models, and then to figure out they would do this stuff. Or like, I'm not even gonna get into like the shit I've seen, but I've just seen like a lot of really bad negative shit in the church. It just turned me off to kind of a lot of it. And I think it's summed up perfectly in this song, and it kind of reflects a lot of what I'm still struggling with. Like, this shit has like became a rift in my life with like my mom. I don't talk with her much, and it's for other reasons too, but this is a big part of it. And we just can't see eye to eye on things. And there's just, I don't know, religious fanaticism is detrimental in a lot of ways. And I love that this song has kind of taken the piss out of religious, I don't know, pompousness, whatever. It's, I don't know. I promise I'm going to get happier after this song. But yeah, this one hits me in a weird, hard way.
We are all a combination of our best and worst days.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's true. Well, with that, let's hop to Kyle. Please cheer us up with what I'm presuming is a pop song.
So pop princess.
Mine also has religious iconography embedded in it. Shocker. This song, you know, we talk about defining things. Again, once you hear it, you'll be like, oh yeah, of course, that's Kyle. This song taught me that like orchestra music and that stuff can be cool. It can be badass. It can grab you. I understand why people do that. And I can't believe it's a fucking video game. I might be the only one with a video game track in the group. I don't know. There's a lot of movies. This is maybe the most majestic, epic movie sounding song of all time. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Hit him with it, Ryan. Oh yeah, absolutely. The Sephiroth theme from Final Fantasy VII. My favorite fucking game of all time. I have a $300 Cloud figurine with his fucking motorcycle over there. Dude, when I was that fucking young and I got to that boss and I heard that song, I fucking played that boss fight so many times before my friend was like, hey, my tape deck is hooked up through my PlayStation. We could just record that. So then we just went to that boss fight and recorded that song for like 30 minutes. And dude, I would listen to that cassette tape so fucking much. I can't think of many things that have impacted me as much as Final Fantasy VII and the One-Winged Angel.
This feels very similar to like the Movies That Made Us show, where like every single time you put something out there, I'm like, I don't know why I didn't see this coming.
Obviously.
Duh. What a pick.
It's a great track. It's a great pick, too. It is the iconic Final Fantasy track, I think, of any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. The choir just screams like, I don't know, some
There's
kind of church.
Literally like a touring Final Fantasy concert that I'm that wouldn't even exist without that.
Not
song.
For that. 100%. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm not even a Final Fantasy person, and I know that. That's perfect for you.
Yeah.
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 See, guy, I didn't have to think hard at all on this shit, man. Just boom, 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 boom.
No.
Knocked God it the fuck damn. Out.
Kyle knows himself, guys.
Must be nice to be so self-aware.
Very intimately.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, wait, I did want to say, I didn't give proper credit. Thank you so fucking much for introducing me with Fall Out Boy. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have them on the list, but they're, and fucking Sugar, We're Going Down. You fucking get me, dude.
I tried best I could.
Well done, Ryan.
Sadly, Brian, I need to learn a lot more about you and your musical taste.
Same.
That's why you had 50 Cent.
Hey, mine is varied, so the 50 still works.
All right, good, good.
You should have found a British 50 Cent.
That's it. They have those. Those two old guys pence? Rule.
Yeah. I call it 50 pay.
50 pounds.
That's good. Shit. That's good. All right.
50 quid. With
that, we're going to hop right back over the river
not, like, pounds,
to Jersey
man, that's
again.
A lot.
No, you slow
no,
the
you're
fuck
not.
Down. It's
no,
my
you're
turn.
Not.
It's Sean.
No, we're not. You're right. We're going to hop back another river or something, some water.
A bunch
up
of
into
woods.
Cemetery. I don't know. It's Sean's turn.
No aqua involved.
Sean, we're going to put a pin in what Kyle just said because I'm going to come back and make a comment on that after. But on to my next more upbeat song. Man, oh man, do I expect a little bit of shade here, but I've got to stand by it. I originally swapped this out for something else, but I had to come back to it because I feel like it just fit a little too well. A big part of who I am as a person is my sense of humor, and usually it's really pretty dry, and that's what I more enjoy, and this song isn't, but this, I think, encapsulates kind of me. It doesn't encapsulate me as a person because that's really weird, but I don't know. I'm sophomoric. You'll see. Run it.
Marinate the nether rod in the squish mitten. Power drill the yippie bog with the dude piston.
Man, I... Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo. I remember listening to this so much in the early 2000s. I haven't even listened to Bloodhound Gang in years, but this popped into my head actually earlier today. I'm like, fuck, that's honestly too good. And I had swapped this out for Amish Paradise.
Nice.
Originally, but had to come back to this because it felt like it fit better. But I love that in my other three songs, I was very specific on the part that I selected for the clip. For this one, I just sent it to Ryan and said, I don't fucking know, pick whatever, like it all works.
Yeah.
This song's stupid. It's clever in its own way. It's punny. It's childish. I love the song still, so.
I'm just
It's funny when you said sophomoric.
It's very sophomoric. No, I'm just glad.
No, when he said sophomoric, I just went, he's going to do Bloodhound Gang, but I have no idea what song. I have no idea why that popped into my head.
That's funny.
I love that it did.
No shade at all for the Bloodhound Gang.
When I heard Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny, it changed me. It awoke something in me, and I've never been the same since.
I think we call that a kink, Kyle.
I couldn't really do a Stephen Lynch song because you can't play... like any of those songs anymore.
Right. Right.
But I remember listening to Stephen Lynch so much when I was younger. And then when I heard Bloodhound Gang, I'm like, oh, okay. This is my shit. This is my shit.
It's a good one. Filled with puns. You're right. You could just set that literally 10 seconds anywhere and you're guaranteed a solid piece of wordplay anywhere in that one.
I'm not that, I don't go around being like, oh man, a fuck joke. But man, just the fact that they had 3 minutes of just that rapid fire nonstop to a catchy tune. And then you got Bam Margera driving the Wiener Mobile into a big ass cave. if you haven't seen the video, look it up, folks. Or don't. Yeah. The less I say about this song, the better I get.
You had me going great until you're like, Bam Margera, Wienermobile. It's like,
no, okay. It's not going great.
Right, that
the
took
more
a turn.
You describe this, I feel like the less you want to actually listen to it. And I get it.
It's one of those, the song does all the talking, so Dude, go listen to that.
Shut your fucking mouth.
That's it. Sean's just trying not to ruin the joke by talking and discussing it to death.
Yes. Let's break down the joke in great detail. Yeah. Yeah. That's what comedy's all about, right? Why?
Yeah.
I'm that grandma explaining the very obvious joke.
The funniest part is when you explain it.
How else are they going to know what it means?
All right.
Now we can hop the river.
Now we are hopping the river. Okay.
Now we can hop the river, yeah.
We're going to Jersey.
Which river?
So when I was growing up, I kind of didn't fit in. Just in general, I was a jock, I was a nerd, I was a band geek. Like I kind of checked a lot of different boxes. But there was a show that came out a few years ago at this point, a little show called Ted Lasso that actually like hit home for me. And it was basically because it was just like soccer for Americans. And I loved it because it was like the most dumbed down version of something I absolutely love. I know I say football is life, like, facetiously, but I sincerely mean football is life. It's been my life, my entire life at this point. I remember being in the 90s growing up, and you would get the one random, like, Manchester United game that would play on ESPN or whatever it was. It was just one-off game. You never got to watch them, but they were always the team that was on. That's always the team I've supported since the 90s at this point. But now it's so readily available for everybody to watch, and the world, I shouldn't say the world's always been in on it at this point, but I feel like a lot of people I know in the past, like 10, 15 years have really started coming around to soccer as a whole. And this song, whenever I hear it, it gets me fucking jazzed. So that's the Champions League anthem. The Champions League is the tournament where all the best teams in Europe play each other. And it is some of the best soccer you're ever going to see. Every single year, it's exciting to watch. I legitimately like fuck off of work to watch these matches because they're so damn good usually. But football is life. It has always been life for me. It always will be life for me. And hearing the Champions League anthem, they play it before every single match. It's kind of like whenever we do anything in America and they play the national anthem before it. They play this anthem before these matches. It's like that special and that specific. It has always gotten me fired up because you know you're about to watch something special.
It's like the closest thing we have to a world anthem.
It's really damn close to that. I mean, I think the Olympic anthem is probably like
the national
anthem
so damn much. Like, it could be special, you know?
What's the national anthem?
It's the thing that people sometimes kneel for good reasons, but some people see it as bad.
Yeah,
reasons.
Before sports.
Not
before,
a political podcast.
The song by
Good
Charlotte.
I was going to be my intro, but I changed it to not be anthem. Controversial, but I was going to say, speaking of music, I think the national anthem is a mid-ass song, and it's really not that great.
But, I'll defend the national
drop
anthem.
Drop the remix.
Weirdly, I can't believe I have to say that. Is if you ever go to Washington, D.C. and go to the Smithsonian Museums, they have the Star-Spangled Banner as an exhibit, like the actual Star-Spangled Banner that it was written about, and it's such a powerful exhibit there. So go see that. Don't go watch like a Toronto Blue Jays game in Canada where they still weirdly play the national anthem of America.
That is weird. Odd.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be.
Quit sucking ass, Canada.
I don't want to do the things
quit
you
sucking
do.
Sucking ass, Canada. You heard it here, folks. You just got grinded.
Football is life. It will forever be life. It's one of those things that's always been a part of me. It's never going to leave.
Feels like a fitting pick.
Yeah.
Dave, quick question. Thoughts. How do you feel about a fourth season of Ted Lasso?
Give me 1,000 seasons of that positivity, baby.
Absolutely. Right.
I was going to split hairs and be semantic, but I feel like that song still had lyrics.
There were languages involved. That's barely lyrics. Split your fucking hairs,
English,
buddy.
Barely
split them, all right? Split them.
It was like rhythmic chanting with words.
All right, we want to do this? We want to play this way? Give me your next sad song. I can't wait to tear it apart. Let's do it. Let's dance.
A single sad song.
I'm the sad song person. You just insulted me.
It's a Ryan. Yeah. Kyle's going to put out like the most fun thing imaginable. He's like, this is an Oompa song me and my pop used to listen to back in the day.
It's just going to be girls just want to have fun.
Oh, I spoilers. Love that choice.
Ryan's crying. Brian, go ahead.
I really misjudged my order here. I thought that this was going to be the round where we got all emotional and out there. And I wanted to have some levity introduced in round three here. But Sean has already taken care of the levity. But I'm going to hop on that train because, damn it, I love some funny ass songs. I don't take myself super seriously all the time. And I love my friends. Go ahead and play it. I love me the D.
And clip it.
I honestly thought,
wait, you're the one who edits, you can clip it.
That was a note for myself.
Yeah.
Cool.
I thought Ryan was gonna go there when he was doing his Bo Burnham setup, because I know Ryan loves the D. It's another thing he and I bonded over. I know. Mm-hmm. When you were here for one of the streams, Brian, we sang a Tenacious D song and that whole fucking room was going nuts. Like, absolutely, dude, fuck yeah.
Big fan of Tenacious D. It reminds me a lot of my college days, my friends from Jersey, and we would sing the D together all the time. I've probably seen Pick of Destiny 100-some-odd times just between 2009 and 2010.
And I've probably seen Brian do a cock push-up about 100, 200 times. Only one at a time, though.
All you need.
Just need one. That's all you need.
As great pick.
Fantastic pick. I love
Thank you.
I just love the full spread of like where all of these are going.
Yeah, I really thought that my list was going to have more downers on it before I finalized it. So I was like, I need to put some levity in there.
Is there any Flight of the Conchords coming up, or are we?
I didn't. I love them. Well, Jermaine.
It didn't, but Ryan, what did you put in there?
So I also, I misjudged things like Brian did, and I also thought this was going to be the levity round. So I also have a funny pick that is funny, and it's a funny song that doesn't have a sad story about religion attached to it. So that's cool. Here you go, guys.
This is the levity round, though.
This is the levity round.
And here's another piece of advice. Stay away from kids because their hair is filled with mad light. There's no such thing as too much Purell. This is a cautionary tale. Words of George Orwell. So don't 1984 send plugs into sockets. Always wear a chastity belt and triple lock it.
Alright, so of course, that's the Lonely Island. And Lonely it's the song YOLO, which does not stand for You Only Live Once. It stands for You Oughta Live You Oughta Look Out, because it's an anti-YOLO song. You Only Live Once is actually a horrifying concept. life is a precious gift that we should look after and treat with reverence and not do stupid shit. And, you know, before I even get into any of that, I really wanted a rap or hip-hop song on my list. But again, going back to like, I don't know that these songs describe me how they sound, because they're always usually much more bold and confident and brash. And that is not my personality, or at least that's not how I see myself. But I do see myself in a bunch of little white nerds trying and thinking they're cool. That's me to a T. So like,
yeah,
done here. We're great. And Kendrick's a feature, so I'm super happy about that. But also, this song kind of ties into just like a fear of life. This is maybe tied into like the religious stuff a little bit, but I am a person who is very closed off. I keep walls up to protect myself for many reasons that I don't need to get into, but it has made me wary of a lot of things. It made me hold off on relationships. It makes me hold off on like sharing personal details about myself. This is some of the most vulnerable podcasting I've ever done, and it makes me feel very nervous. And I think that's a lot of what this song is kind of talking about, like keeping yourself safe and protecting. Like, that's my modus operandi, And it's something I have to kind of push myself against to, I think, be a better person. So this is kind of a, it's that, but it's also funny. And it's just a great song. It's a good bop. The Lonely Island people, they're funny. So
The Lonely Island, excellent. When I went to the Festival Supreme in 2013, which was headlined by Tenacious D, it was a whole comedy music festival. Their super secret guest that came out in the last set with Tenacious D was Lonely Island, and it was the coolest thing.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Great double feature. Oh, man.
This song Dream makes concert. Me think of that movie, Yes Man, that Jim Carrey movie.
Makes me think of Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Mm-hmm. Never Stop Stopping.
Where it's like, it's such a cool concept, and by the end of the movie, he's like, no, you can't just say yes to everything.
Yeah.
No.
Perfect. Oh. All right.
So true. Well, that's such a good pick.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to start the final round of songs, and we're going to hop back to Kyle. What you got for the closer?
Again, defining songs. Much like Brittany, I know. There are people that I have interacted with in my life that when they hear this song, they either take a picture of their radio playing it, or they send me a video of themselves listening to it. It is, guilty, in my opinion, a perfect pop song. It is a pop song, of course. It is also a motto I do try to live by. I try to be positive, but God damn it, and it's only going to get worse, fellas. We all know it's going to fucking suck soon.
Mm-hmm.
But we will get through it if we do one thing.
I've never wanted a road trip with you more.
It's moments like this where I wish that we actually did stream somewhere.
Yeah.
So that everybody could have just seen the four people singing this and Dave looking on confused and irritably.
Oh, it's because, so we're playing the music to each other here as it goes on. I haven't heard a single thing.
Oh.
That's all it is. I have to open up the thing and look at what the song is. So I'm just like, let me just read the reactions here and then, we'll see if it's a funny song or a sad song. And we'll go for, oh, Sean's crying. No jokes. No jokes. Got it.
So, yeah, no, it's
I've learned social cues.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, dude, I still have people send me pics. Micah Perdue just sent me one 2 days ago of his car. This was on in the radio. So
I literally referenced this song to somebody yesterday, and the whole time I was doing it, I was thinking of you, and I still didn't clock that you were going to choose it.
See,
and I should have known better.
I love that about this song. I honestly, like, some people maybe think it's a bit or a joke. It's not. I absolutely fucking love this song. The things that it does musically, the way that their triple vocals harmonize when they hit those absolute fucking sweet highs. God damn, this, you saw me here. This fucking song moves me every time. I cannot not love this song. A perfect pop song. I love these ladies.
Never
God
stop,
damn it, fellas.
Stopping.
Whatever. Let's hold on. One more day.
One more day.
Love it. It's intrinsically tied in my head to you. Whenever it pops on, I just immediately think of Kyle.
It's got to be played at my funeral, man.
I literally run to whatever's playing it and try to, like, if I can just take a picture and send it to him. Like, I am that guy because it pops in. I'm like, oh my God, I'm now thinking of Kyle. Like, I wanted to let him know that I'm thinking of, wow, that sounds really dumb when you say it out loud.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I love
the human affection.
Every time somebody does it, I smile, man. I'm like, fuck yeah. I love that you're getting the joy of it. And you just gave me that joy too. Cause God, it's a powerful thing, man. That's what I love that you did this, Ryan. I'll be quick with it because we are so fucking long. But I don't know, the power of music, man. It's affected all of us with these short samples here tonight. It's insane. Fucking kudos. Great episode pick, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But we're going to save those kudos to the end because we still have four more songs to get through. So let's
he wants hear delayed Sean's kudos. Pick. He wants us to push off the kudos that we gave him. Give him more later. It'll be great.
Thanks. No, that's fine. Wait till the end. No, guys. I appreciate that. That's great. No more kudos necessary. I was just trying to transition poorly.
No.
Sean.
We're going to save. It's great. I got you, buddy. I got you. I said nothing. We're good. I got you.
I want to echo what Kyle said on the last round. Man, I'm so glad that you picked an intro from Float On for me. Like, this is one of the first times I've ever like typed out like literally a script because I knew a lot of this stuff was going to be difficult for me to just kind of go through and have it come out and make sense. And you guys could probably tell when I went off and I stumbled a little bit because I couldn't keep a clear train of thought. But like the script for this one was, I really struggled what was going to go into this spot for like this aspect of me because I knew I wanted to highlight it. Could I have gone with Float On? Yep. But I feel like that could hit me perfect. But I chose to go this other way because I think that Float On gives more of a message of everything just is kind of working out today, kind of positivity. Whereas the song that I chose is more about what I am making of the situation and making the best of what I've been dealt. I am always able to do this. I'm not always able to do this, but trying to stay positive and share that with those around me is a big part of who I am. So when you had that little intro, it made me smile because it like, I always knew that I didn't really want that to be on here because it's such an easy one, an easy go-to. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that it was in there for me somehow. But with that, Ryan, take it away. And a song that's very much so about like everything going wrong in this situation, like, and it's not even huge catastrophic things, but it's like small things like the car's on blocks. That's okay. I wanted to be here anyways. The windshield shattered. I like fresh air. Like it's being able to take like these really bad situations and see the brighter side of it. Like I said previous to this, like I'm not always able to do that, but it's what I strive for. And this song, I went through and doing my list and looked at my Spotify top whatever, my most listened to songs for the last 6 years, just to get inspiration of where to look, where I had been in head places, because a lot of times, like a big part of who I am is I'm listening to things that make me feel like parts of me, right? And this song has been on that list every year for the last 6 years. Every single year. And it's 100% spoilers. I haven't gotten my Spotify rap list, but I know it's going to be on there.
It feels like more of that aggressive positivity. Like, Damn it, I'm going to make this a good situation.
Yeah. And we haven't really been doing this for really many of these, but that's Dashboard, Modest Mouse from We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank off their, that's a 2007 album.
Perfect. Excellent pick.
Yeah, 100%. I know I've heard the song many times. I don't know the lyrics super in depth, but as you've described the positivity, yes, I hear that with you. I think you're a very positive person, or at least you put on that appearance. And I also just like, there's something about like the way the guitar is in the song and just the all overall vibe. It radiates, I think, a very similar energy that what you put out, which is the most hippie thing you'll hear me say tonight.
For a band that has an album called Good News for People who love bad news, like all of their songs, very upbeatish, catchy, but I would say like a good 70% of them are dark as shit.
Once you listen to the lyrics, you're like, oh, that's what they're saying. Oh, this song's maybe not happy.
Wow, that dude's talking about a miserable life. But boy, is it catchy. But again, Tacko, Kyle,
maybe.
Thank you for doing this. This was way more than I literally would ever have shared with anybody else. So
thank you for sharing. I feel honored, and I hope our audience does too. Audience, you better show your love to these people.
Pretend like you didn't hear any of my picks. Don't talk to me.
All right. Now we're going to take that boat one final time over the river to Mr. New Jersey.
Pay the toll. You got to pay the toll.
I feel like I want you to play it first.
All right.
Because it's a different one in a way. But I feel like I want you to play it first. Then I'll talk about it. So that's John Coltrane, and that's my favorite things. And that song has always just been a part of me at this point. I remember in our band room, there was a mural painted on the back wall, and there was a piece of sheet music that someone kind of just drew in, and it was my favorite things, Coltrane. Like, nothing too crazy. They drew something there, because I guess they had the sheet music lying around. That's just what they used. And I remember my senior year, my band teacher asked me if I wanted to solo in jazz, and I said, of course I want to fucking solo. I solo every year. Like, this is what I love doing. I love doing this and improvising. And he asked me what I wanted to do, and all I did was point at the back wall, and I said, I want to do that. And he said, okay. And that's, he let cool. me do this on trombone, and I absolutely fucking slayed it. And it's one of those things. I knew it was such a huge swing to take, but someone put their trust in me because he saw the confidence in me. And it's always just really been instilled in me of, take that swing, find the people who are going to put that trust in you when you swing, and not say like, that's a bit ambitious, kid. Why don't you pump the brakes a little bit? He said, no, fuck it. Go for it. I'll work with you. We'll figure it out. And we did it. And it was absolutely perfect. And I wanted That's to go really with cool. John Coltrane, because I was really close to going Cannonball Adderley. I was really close to going Thelonious Monk. I love jazz. I love jazz so fucking much. I almost did Gustav Holst's The Planet Suite with Jupiter because of the same almost reason. John Coltrane was known for being an incredibly intense saxophone player, especially in his improvisations, but he also found the soul in everything that he was doing. And it's something I've really tried to embody. Maybe not to the greatest extent, because I know I'm a bit too intense on a lot of things, but I put literally everything I have into every single thing I do, because I don't see the point in half-assing anything. I whole-ass my life. And I feel like my favorite things, John Coltrane especially, is just, it just sums it up perfect. It's the essence of me.
He's whole-assing it.
Whole-ass it.
He is whole-assing it.
I love it. That's so cool.
That saxophone.
Can I ask a question? Is Jupiter your favorite Gustav?
It absolutely is. It's one I was going to go with because it is so fucking intense and so beautiful.
Yeah. I'm a basic bitch. Mars is mine, but
it's also the other good one.
Mars is so fucking good. For the complete opposite direction, because it's so brooding and evil and dominant. But goddamn,
it is.
Jupiter's also. I love Jupiter too. I love them all, to be honest with you, but.
Yeah,
this is a bonding thing. I didn't know we were Gustav guys.
I used to listen to classical, especially Gustav Holst's The Planet Suite, before I got in goal every single game in high school.
That's fucking tight,
for
man.
Every single game. Wow. So I'm sitting there, I'm like bopping around, just like getting in the mood, and no one has any idea that I'm listening to classical music to get in the zone.
Tight.
That'd be really funny. You know those videos you see of like, what are you listening to when they pass people in the street? Just... What an
Planet
answer.
Suite.
It could have been like, what is it, Sarah Silverman program, where he was just listening to, we were just talking about this the other day, and I can't remember the band's name now. Two Princes, whatever that is.
Oh, Two Princes?
Spin Doctors.
What? Spin Doctors, thank you.
Oh.
Just listen on that repeat.
I only know Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, and I hate the Spin Doctors, so.
Are they not the same song?
I don't know, maybe. Probably.
I think they're different songs.
Little Miss can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're different songs.
I think that's a good pick, and maybe this is the first time tonight we almost had overlap, kind of, because there was a variation of my list that I also had my favorite things on it, but it was the Andre 3000 version.
Oh.
Because he's a fucking weirdo, like I am a fucking weirdo. And I was going to go down that route for different reasons, but...
Would you guys believe that I also almost had favorite things on my list, but the Incubus version?
Huh. Which is not the actual... I would believe
that. It's just a song called
Favorite
Things.
I feel like this is all just missed opportunities here.
Yeah. I almost went straight Sound of Music with it.
It's not based on that one. It's just a song happened to be called Favorite Things.
I actually find it kind of ironic because, Dave, you hate the Sound of Music as far as I know.
I do. It's like the movie musical that just has never sat with me. I've seen it straight through one time. I've probably seen, I've started it probably like, I don't know, half a dozen times at this point. And I'm just like, I don't get it. Every single time.
So if you saw it in a theater, would you walk out?
I feel like that's probably like anti-Semitic if I do that.
You can.
Half
like
of
this
me
is apples to oranges
would be out the door. Sweeney and Todd it's is the mine. Bad half.
Yeah. See, I was gonna say Sweeney Todd.
I love Sweeney Todd.
I know you do, and I love the Sound of Music. So
fight.
No,
fight.
It's just fight. No. Different strokes, different folks.
Different strokes, man. Exactly. Exactly.
We're Gustav guys. We can't fight.
We're you Gustav fight. Boys.
Well, that definitely satiated my inner band geek.
Is this the part where I give Ryan kudos, or are we past that?
No,
I don't know.
No. That part's done.
Do we do it now?
We're
done. Do we do the kudos now? I want to make sure Ryan gets his proper due for a great episode. Do we do that now?
No. It is a really fucking good one.
It feels like it's past.
It is solid.
It's like 2 hours fucking long almost.
You guys are going to jump.
I'll wait for the right time.
There's a Patreon episode at the beginning.
The listeners are going to look at this and be like, this is some bullshit.
No, it's fine. I'll wait for the right time to dive in and give you the kudos when it's appropriate again. I just don't want to miss the train.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we'll see when it comes.
I'm interested.
Ryan, right the train. Was that a Jersey reference?
Ryan, great job, buddy.
Thank you.
Great pick.
Thank you. I want to hear one more pick, though, from Brian.
Okay. I think this is where it's my turn to be vulnerable. I don't even know where to start with this one. I do not talk a lot about my personal relationships, my love life, as it were, my past. I, for the last year and a half or so, I've been lucky enough to find somebody who understands me, who speaks the same language as me, has the same sense of humor. And I packed up my whole life in a city that I thought I was in love with and was going to spend a ton of time there. And I moved 800 miles away. And I have not regretted a single second of it. Like I said, same sense of humor. We have actually a bit that we do. It started as an inside joke, but it has transitioned to a bit where anything that comes up Ben Folds related, we actually say, speaking of Ben Folds, it can be the most tangentially related thing. And we'll just be like, oh yeah, speaking of Ben Folds. And that is why when I was assembling this list, every time I came across this song, it brought tears to my eyes today. So I had to choose it. I had to. So go ahead, Ryan.
And I know that I am the luckiest.
And I honestly feel that way. I feel like I am so lucky that I waited as long as I did. And, I wouldn't change any of it.
I'm happy for you,
that's
buddy.
Amazing.
I am very, because
I kind of don't want to talk because it's so beautiful and I feel like the voice is going to ruin it.
I see you so much just tangentially via online, but you can tell how happy you are, man. You can tell the positive change that you've gone through. and happy for you, buddy.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm in a weird spot with this one because, like, I talk to you literally daily, weekly for ages, and
yes.
Everything you just said, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that there are other people that notice it and see it. And I am living my best life right now, and it's pretty excellent.
That makes me so happy.
That said, Ryan, what's your last pick?
Oh, man. All right.
Good job, Ryan. This is really great.
Thank you. I should have done a fucking upper for an ender. I did.
Did you downer ender?
I'm a downer.
We're going home with tears.
This exercise made me realize I think I need help. Because I don't think I'm very happy. But
this is just therapy for Ryan.
It is. In general, and like this actually it ties into this song. Music in general means so much to me because I do use it as a form of self-help, as a form of self-therapy. I have for as long as I can remember, since I want to say like beginning of high school when I got a CD player, and then I got an iPod, and I just could never take it off. It got me through my hardest times. Music has, and you know, it helps, man. In general, I gravitate towards just songs that show a lot of empathy and vulnerability. It helps me feel less alone with my feelings. And specific songs like this one, also it speaks to that, but it also gives you the kick in the pants to carry on, because I don't want to get stuck in that kind of downer mindset, and I do want to like keep moving on and like hold on for one more moment. And all these other songs that we kind of touched on, like it's probably a theme with us in some way, even if a song didn't make our list, because like I think this inspiring music, as cheesy as it can be, like there's a reason it's fucking there, because it works sometimes and it does inspire. And this song, when I'm having my down days, this song is like the marching chant that gives me what I need to keep going on. That was Rilo Kiley's A Better Son or Daughter. And it is, like I said, just this kind of triumphant ward against this ever encroaching despair and anxiety that we all feel at different points in our life. Like whoever you are, life's going to make your existence hard at one point or another. And it's just nice to feel like you're not alone, that you're not suffering from it, you know, silently. And this is that song. There's a great lyric in here, and in all honesty, it's all great, but you'll fight it, you'll make it through, you'll fake it if you have to, you'll be awake, you'll be alert, you'll be positive though it hurts, you'll laugh and embrace all your friends. And it's just these constant affirmations, which is sometimes what you got to do in these down times. And I love the build on the song, how it ends with you'll be loved, and then it just transitions into this kind of happy guitar solo, almost like you push past it. It's a beautiful song, and I think it perfectly captures maybe some depressive elements. And though I don't suffer from clinical depression, I have been at points in my life where I'm like close enough to see it very clearly, I think. So I relate and empathize with this wholeheartedly, and I think this speaks to like how I try to treat myself and how I try to treat people in general. Just remember, everybody's going through this, and everybody has their hard days, and you don't know when it's that day for that person. So you just try to be as positive as possible. And this song makes me want to be that.
You know,
you just said reminded me of something.
Jokes about like the levity round and downers and, you know, sad girl song, you know, all of that aside, like, I know you guys. I've known Brian the longest, but you know, everybody individually here at least 8 years. You know, going back to like 2016, I think is about when I met all of you guys. And just through four songs each, except for Kyle, those were obvious, through four songs each, I know that I've like gotten to know you better in 1 hour and a half long session for this, just through four songs, than 8 years of knowing you guys. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really powerful, like to be able to just take those clips. And I think it is easier, Ryan, to I'm very similar in the music that I listen to and the stuff that, you know, I don't listen to a ton of really upbeat stuff. It's a lot of stuff that helps me connect with my emotions and stuff. So like a big hard part of this exercise was finding things that were positive or highlighted some of the other things. So I'm glad everybody took the time into this, because this was a fucking treat.
Absolutely. Sure. These four songs, if I had an extra hour of prep time, it could have been four completely different songs. Like, this is going to vary so much depending on what mood you catch me in. And it was just a lot of fun to really dig down and find those songs that are like, oh, that is exactly who I am today.
It's interesting when we're sitting there doing it and like picking and choosing what you wanted to highlight
right
in the songs. Because you're right, tomorrow we could be like, do this. And it's like, all right, well, what am I putting out there?
Yeah. What do I want to use to kind of showcase what I think I am? Mm-hmm. And there's a whole plethora of things that could have made the cut.
Cool, man.
Excellent theme.
Curious question. Did anybody here share these with their partner and then see if the partner said, yep, that's you? If they gave you the thumbs up or not.
I actually told her to wait and I would tell her after we record.
Okay.
But she has guessed at least two of them already.
Nice.
That sounds right.
Sarah asked.
She doesn't know she guessed them, but she did.
Ooh. Sarah asked about half an hour to an hour before we recorded. She goes, so what songs did you pick? And, you know, for reasons, I was like, we're going to have to wait and find out. And, because I really didn't want to go down that hole like so close to talking about it and stuff. But like right before I came out here, I was like, these are my four. And I don't think she knows like the three depths of them.
Yeah. Oh, but she just doesn't even know the songs. I see.
Right.
She only knows.
I think it's two
Foxtrot, Uniform, Charlie Kilo.
Definitely doesn't.
Definitely doesn't.
She's actually one of the co-writers of that song.
I did not, but I think it'll be a fun game. I will ask Mandy to guess my four and see if she gets anywhere close. I just wanted that. So you guys think I nailed it? Just going from the gut.
Yeah.
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 You're 100%. That's
pretty you.
Those are Kyle.
It's funny because like you have songs that you associate with people. Like I have a song that reminds me of my cousin Mitchell. I have a song that reminds me of my friend Emily. And like, I definitely have always had that song for Kyle. I just didn't know that it was a Kyle song until I knew it was, but now it's solidified. And I will also be sending you pictures whenever I hear.
Hell yeah, buddy! I look forward to it every time, and I'm gonna slap a heart right at the bottom corner of it.
Hell yeah!
I also don't want to push this on too much further, but I feel like there's a couple of song titles that we didn't really mention, and I don't really want to make the listeners go onto a Spotify just to see what they were. So can we just quickly, like starting with Kyle, me, Dave, Brian, then Ryan, just say what our four songs were?
Sure.
So my first one was, of course, Black or White by Michael Jackson. Then Oops, I Did It Again by the Queen, Britney Spears. One Winged Angel from the Final Fantasy VII soundtrack by Nobuo Uematsu, and Hold On by the wonderful Wilson Phillips.
My four songs were Where's the Love by the Black Eyed Peas, She Looks to Me by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo by Bloodhound Gang, and Dashboard by Modest Mouse.
My four were Hey Jude by the Beatles, the Superman theme by John Williams, Champions League Anthem by George Frederick Handel and Tony Britton, of course, And My Favorite Things by John Coltrane.
My four were I Woke Up in a Car by Something Corporate, Get Better by Frank Turner, Friendship by Tenacious D, and The Luckiest by Ben Folds.
And my four were movies by Wise Blood, From God's Perspective by Bo Burnham, YOLO by Lonely Island, and A Better Son or Daughter by Riley Kiley.
And you listeners are going to be able to find a link to that, a Spotify link to that, probably on the Facebook post when this comes out, but you'll definitely be able to find it on our Discord, which will be linked in the show post when this goes out. So please come join us there, interact with us. Usually the episode announcements drop there first. You'll be able to get fun little links from there. I did mention Facebook. We are on there. We're also on Twitter, not so much, but it does exist there. But if you enjoyed what you listened to today and you want some more content, you can go find us on Patreon, whereas for as little as a dollar, you are getting weekly bonus content that we're either recording our tangent talks that used to exist in the smaller show formats, or we might have some behind the scene things. You'll also be able to see Kyle's show doodles that he's constantly doodling and making sure that I see right now. It's very good. I can't wait
for
you to see it.
Don't forget my doodles.
For as little as a dollar. So go check it out. And Ryan, back to you.
Well, guys, thank you so much for participating in this episode. I know it was another deviation from the normal, and it asked a lot of you. So I, again, thank you so much for participating and giving this your all and really opening up. I appreciate it. I hope the audience appreciates it. Audience, if you're listening and you appreciate it, say it. Let us know, please. I think a lot of people opened up tonight, so it'd be really great to hear from people.
You heard four men cry.
At different points, yes.
In your
and then
ears.
Dave was there.
Oh, my kids wanted to watch Inside Out before. I'm all cried out. That's my own.
Oh my God, yeah.
That'll do it.
I don't blame you. Well,
bing bong.
With that, I do think I wanted to do this because I think next month we're going to have pretty much all standard episodes, all movie episodes. But
it's action movie
it's
December,
theme.
Baby.
That's right. And
this
Kyle,
episode
you're...
is technically in action movie December.
Yeah, when we switched to Mondays, that wasn't accounted for. So it's coming out on action movie December. It's sad boy summer. We're going to have fun with it.
Yeah, but then, with the switch to Mondays, there's still four extra mm-hmm. weeks.
Yep.
We did gain an extra Monday. So.
Perfect.
So we're good.
Action and movies, pew, 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 pew.
The action movies, the first pick is going to be yours, Kyle, right?
Yep, and I have it. It's a movie I've never seen, but I feel it's one of the most action-packed movies ever, from what I understand. It's a Jason Statham movie called Crank.
That's gonna be
hell
fun.
Yeah.
I have never seen Crank, so
I like Brian's hell yeah.
That is another bit that that me and Stephanie have where we insert the name Crank into random other movie titles because
that's
it's
amazing.
Funny.
That's my euphemism for cranking it.
He's not even trying to be clever. It's just that's it. That's no, what it is.
It's crank.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's like the fortune cookie thing where you add in bed.
All right, guys, let's shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Listeners.
Ryan, what can the listeners go do?
Yeah, tell them.
Oh, I just go out and be positive. Everybody love everybody.
I was going to say go cry yourselves.
Nah,
everybody find yourself with some music.
After this episode, it's vulnerable. Just be nice. Go love everybody.
Hi guys, I love you listeners, and I love you guys.
I love me the D.
And clip it.